Today is March 24th, 2026, and welcome to another episode of the AMD GPU Daily. We have an exciting lineup of topics to cover, focusing on the latest advancements in AMD's GPU technology, optimizations for AI and ML workloads, and new developments in the HPC space. Let's dive straight into the highlights. Quick headline overview. 1. AMD's recent blog post details the optimization of Kimi K2.5 on the Instinct MI300X, achieving significant performance improvements using FlyDSL. 2. A comprehensive guide for building Gromax on AMD Instinct GPUs has been released, targeting HPC engineers and computational scientists. 3. AMD has announced a collaboration with CIQ to develop an optimized Rocky Linux distribution focused on AI and HPC workloads. 4. Huawei has unveiled its new Atlas 350 AI accelerator, boasting impressive FP4 compute capabilities and positioning itself against NVIDIA's offerings. Deep dive into news items. Optimizing Kimi K2.5 on AMD Instinct MI300X. Let's start with the optimization of the Kimi K2.5 model on AMD's Instinct MI300X GPUs. The Rossiem Tech blog outlines how developers have identified the fused MO kernel as a significant bottleneck in performance. By leveraging FlyDSL, a flexible Python domain-specific language, they managed to create an optimized mixed-precision kernel that supports W4A16 and BF16 data paths. The results are staggering. They reported a 65% reduction in time-to-first token TTFT, a 69% cut in time-per-output token TPUT, and an impressive 162% increase in throughput, all without any degradation in model accuracy. This optimization is crucial as the Kimi K2.5 model gains traction in the AI community, particularly for its capabilities in handling large language models. The FlyDSL framework allows developers to write high-performance GPU kernels in Python, significantly reducing the development cycle time. This is particularly beneficial for developers looking to iterate quickly without diving deep into low-level languages like HIP C++. The profiling results indicated that fused MO kernel GPTQ-ABQ accounted for almost 90% of the execution time under high concurrency, making it the prime candidate for optimization. Gromax on AMD Instinct GPUs. Next up, we have a detailed guide on building Gromax on AMD Instinct GPUs. Gromax is a widely used molecular dynamics engine, and this guide provides a complete, validated procedure for deploying GPU-accelerated workloads on MI300X and MI355X systems. The installation process is broken down into four main phases: building communication libraries with UCX for high-performance GPU-aware communication, configuring OpenMPI for multi-GPU coordination, setting up compatible build tools, and finally, building Gromax with HIP support. This guide is particularly useful for HPC engineers and computational scientists as it offers insights into optimizing performance on AMD hardware. The guide emphasizes the importance of using ROCm versions compatible with the specific MI300X, MI355X architectures, and provides step-by-step instructions for both bare metal and containerized deployments. This flexibility is crucial for users who want to ensure reproducibility and ease of deployment across different environments. AMD optimized Rocky Linux distribution. In another exciting development, AMD has partnered with CIQ to create an optimized version of Rocky Linux that focuses on AI and HPC workloads. This distribution is set to integrate seamlessly with ROCm, offering validated AMD drivers and a streamlined deployment process for enterprises. The collaboration aims to simplify the technical complexity involved in deploying AMD data center solutions, particularly for tasks such as large language model training and scientific simulations. This is a strategic move for AMD, as it positions them to compete more effectively against Intel's Clear Linux, which has been tailored for high-performance workloads. While the initial release date for the AMD-optimized Rocky Linux has not been confirmed, the anticipation is high, especially among users looking for a robust enterprise-grade Linux foundation that maximizes the performance of AMD GPUs. Huawei's Atlas 350 AI Accelerator. Lastly, let's discuss Huawei's new Atlas 350 AI Accelerator. This new NPU is built on the Ascend 950PR silicon and claims to deliver 1.56 PFLOPS of FP4 compute, which Huawei asserts is 2.87 times more performance than NVIDIA's H20. This announcement is significant as it showcases China's ambition to bolster its self-reliance in AI technology. The Atlas 350's architecture allows for larger models to be deployed with reduced memory requirements thanks to its support for FP4 precision. This capability is particularly relevant as AI models continue to grow in size and complexity. The accelerator features up to 112 gigabytes of proprietary HBM and supports a high interconnect bandwidth of 2 terabyte per second. While Huawei's advancements are impressive, it remains to be seen how they will stack up against established players like NVIDIA, especially given the latter's mature CUDA ecosystem. Nonetheless, the Atlas 350 represents a significant step forward for Huawei in the AI accelerator market. Closing thought. As we move forward, it's clear that AMD is making significant strides in optimizing its hardware for AI and HPC workloads. The collaboration on Rocky Linux and the detailed guides for Gromax and Kimi K2.5 optimization signify a commitment to providing developers with the tools they need to maximize performance on AMD platforms. Looking ahead, we can expect further innovations from AMD in the realm of GPU technology, especially as the demand for high-performance computing continues to grow across various sectors. Stay tuned for more updates as we follow these developments closely. That wraps up today's episode of the AMD GPU Daily. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to sharing more insights and news with you in our next episode.